My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is that if there is something you would like to be able to do, you can probably learn how to do it. It might take a little time, but probably not all the time in the world. The sooner you start, the sooner you will figure it out. So if you have been to a bookstore lately, you may have seen kids' books with titles like How to Draw Birds, or How to Draw Flowers, or How to Draw Robots. As you might imagine, they contain step-by-step instructions and illustrations indicating how to draw some particular bird or flower or robot. Sometimes there are options for customizing, like how to make your dog have shaggy hair. The plethora of these books is a testament to how much kids love them, because they work. Follow the described steps, try it a few more times, and you can eventually draw a dog, a bird, a flower, a robot that looks pretty good. Drawing a robot is not brain surgery. A few hours of practice will deliver pretty good results. Kids know that they are learning about the world. They are quite willing to believe that something they can't do today might be something they can do tomorrow. Many skills are learnable. Adults, on the other hand, are not always so convinced of this fact. Many grown-ups make sweeping pronouncements like, I can't draw, or all sorts of other things. I can't sing. I have a terrible voice. I couldn't carry a tune in a bucket. I can't dance. I'm just a klutz. I can't cook. Every houseplant I bring home dies when it sees me. Now, I will admit that sometimes these statements arise from the fact that the adult doesn't want to do whatever skill it is that she claims not to have. She doesn't want to sing. She doesn't want to draw with her nephews. She would prefer not to clutter up the house with more plants. So, better to make turning down a plant seem like an act of charity that is in the plant's best interest. And that is fine. But other times, people claim they could never learn a skill that they actually would like to acquire. Rather than try to get better and accept the reality of being bad at first, people just wear their lack of skills as a badge of honor. It seems psychologically safer. But so what if you are bad for a bit? You will rapidly get better. I am here to tell you that if there is something you would like to be able to do, you can probably learn how to do it. And for many things, you can probably learn in less time than you might imagine. For instance, you can buy yourself that exact same How to Draw Flowers book that your 7-year-old neighbor is obsessed with. You can watch How to Draw videos on YouTube or enroll in an art class. Spend a few hours a week working on your skills, and I promise you that long before the year is out, you will be drawing very recognizable objects that look better than what 90% of the population thinks they can do. As for singing, you may not be the next Pavarotti, but you can learn to sing, certainly well enough that you will be confident starting the crowd off on happy birthday at the next office party, or singing along with your favorite hymns at church. Almost no one is actually tone deaf. Whoever told you that in the past was being mean, not insightful. You just need a little coaching and help to get started. Sign up for some voice lessons. Then join a community choir to make singing fun. You'll get more and more practice. And as you practice, you will sound better and better. Even most sports are reasonably doable. You may think that you can't play tennis or golf, and it is true that you probably won't be going pro at this point in your life. But you can certainly learn to play recreationally. If you have always thought that tennis looks like fun, and one of your friends plays and you'd love to play with him, well, what are you waiting for? 6 months of lessons twice a week will bring your skills up to an acceptable level. You will be able to hold your own. Now, I know that sometimes not being able to do something can become part of one's identity. You can laugh about your singing in any occasion when singing is required. And if you are happy with that, that is fine. But if there's something you want to do, my guess is that you can learn. You are a smart person. And even if you weren't, you could still practice. And that is usually all it takes. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners. I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.